It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
On Thursday, USDA released their quarterly hogs and pigs report. Of course, this report gives us an idea of how many pigs are ready to, well, all hogs and pigs inventory, plus what's being kept for breeding and what's being kept for marketing. After this break, we'll talk about those numbers.
The cattle market has been on fire this past year with record-breaking prices. Well, with higher prices comes higher risk for cow-calf producers. How can I take advantage of those record highs? Should I be expanding my herd? Livestock producers have two key tools to help manage that risk: livestock risk protection and pasture, rangeland, and forage insurance. At Martinson Ag, our PRF Optimizer tool helps you select the best coverage. Call the risk management professionals at Martinson Ag, 701-205-4200. Martinson Ag, an equal opportunity provider.
Thursday's hog and pigs report was a little bit friendly to the hog market, as it really turned out not as expected by the trade. Looking at the numbers, we saw a lot less hogs in the inventory than anticipated. All hogs and pigs as of March 1st came in at 100%, which is 1% less than expected. Kept for breeding came in at 98.5, which was down 1.5% from expectations. And kept for marketing came in at 101, which was as expected. But when you look at the breakdown as far as the weights, hogs weighing under 50 pounds came in at 100%. That was 1% less than expected. Weighing 50 to 119 pounds came in at 100%. That was 1% less than expected. Hogs weighing 120 to 179 came in at 100%, which is also 1% less than expected. And here's where things maybe were a little bit negative for the short term. Hogs weighing over 180 pounds came in at 102.5%, which was about 1.5% above expectations. Now, when you look at the breakdown as far as the farrowings and the pig crop, the December to February pig crop was at 101, which was 1% less than expected. The pigs per litter came in at 102%, which was 1% above expectations, and that's where the hog herd continues to expand, is mainly due to the size of the litters. When you look at the December to February farrowings, we were at 98.5%, which was almost 2% less than expected by the trade. Overall, this report, it was a little bit negative to the front months, but it was friendly to the deferred contracts.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.